Go ahead, Rick. You're on the air.
Yes, Paul. My concern is the loss of our historic treasures due to negligence with the purchase of them by your organization, such as the Clement House. You know, this is a fabric of our community that we're all concerned about, and that, you know, with the lack of attention, my concern is that you're going to try to create a Chesterfield Valley in the city, and being from the outside of our community, I don't know if you understand how this really is a breakdown in our historic heritage.
I appreciate your call, but it's a mischaracterization totally. We would be fools not to embrace our heritage. In fact, that's what brings Midge and I down here today. There's seven different nationalities that have entered St. Louis through the north side. And the German settlement house, the Irish settlement house, the Polish settlement house, the African-American museums down here, the Underground Railroad. There's many things. The Irish folks came in this way.
The French were there, too.
And the what we've done is we've come to an agreement with the city which buildings are savable and which buildings are historic. And we wish there were more because there's tax benefits for restoring historic buildings. But you also have to have a use. He specifically refers to the Clements House. The Clements House was purchased by Midge and I solely for one reason, which was to save it.
Yes.
There as a heritage. There's nothing around it that supports anything else we're doing other than to make sure we save it. We've spent over $1.4 million, $1.5 million trying to stabilize it and weatherproof it. Because they were stealing some of the products off the front of it, we took the entire cast iron front of it off, and I've got it stored in a warehouse. And the lawsuits hit, and really we've been sitting with our hands in our pockets for 4 years because of the lawsuit. We now are working very close with a non-for-profit to do something really, really exciting with the Clements House. And again, I don't, until they're ready to publicly disclose it, I do not want to say what it is, but it will be an incredible asset for Clements and an incredible asset for the community. We then end up working with the DNR and the Parks Department, Historic Commission in St. Louis to make sure what we're doing is compatible with all that.